Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Thanks, thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We're very excited about having our good friend Sarah Heiner back on the show. Sarah is the CEO and president of Bottom Line Publications, an organization that her father founded and her mother helped run for many decades, and she's a second-generation leader over there. Bottom Line Publications, Inc., is that right?
So close. BottomLineInc.com.
I always do it the other way. Anyway, BottomLineInc.
And if someone tried to spell it the other day, since we're print publication, I-N-K. It's not. BottomLineInc.com.
There you go. So we're talking about – one of the things you did on – that we're talking about right now, folks, is a blog post that Sarah did recently about patients. It's about patients, but it's also about seeking – knowing when things are right. And having the patience to get it right. Tell us about this.
So this was so funny. I always say you never know where lessons in life come
from. That's right.
So my husband is a brilliant database and technology person, and he's also a photographer. And he was doing a photo shoot for a young girl. She's an Indian, and it was to Indian dance, and it was for the end of year recital, and the parents wanted pictures for their recital brochure or whatever. So he asked me to come. He always likes me to come because he wants the families to know that he's safe, right? There's so many leches out there. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, so we go. It's supposed to be an hour long. He's supposed to get, I don't know, a half dozen pictures for this girl. 3 hours and 850 pictures later, and it wasn't because of him. Right? I'm starving to death. It was at 5 o'clock. Right? We're starving. But the thing that I was amazing to watch was, so the parents were there, and the teacher was there, and they wanted just the right pictures, a zillion different poses, 3 different incredibly beautiful ornate costumes, and a zillion poses in each of these different pictures, and her hand had to be just right, and her foot had to be just right. And the search for excellence and just the right pose in each of the pictures and the endless patience to get it there. They never raised their voices. They never yelled at her. They just stayed calm, which kept her calm. 15-year-old girl. My daughter would have melted down long ago. This girl, like, just a beautiful lesson in getting it right and the endless patience it takes to do it versus losing your temper, rushing through, saying it's good enough.
Well, now, one of the things we have to point out is that in the Indian dance, every flick of the finger means something.
In every dance. I mean, in tango.
Yeah, but I mean, but in that particular one, though, yes. I mean, the hands are the storytelling. And so any kind of a movement of the finger might say one thing in one pose and one thing in another pose. So that's the excellence part. But to me the thing to remember is if I were thinking, okay, wait a minute, these are pictures that are just going to be collateral for the recital. And so what are we really doing here? We're not doing the storyboard for a movie. We're not doing an album here. We're going to pick 6 pictures and put them up on a poster board for her recital. And so is that worth 3 hours and 900 pictures? You see what I mean? I mean, as you're going through a process like this, you have to say, okay, what is our goal, and what does excellence look like for that goal?
But they were freezing.
Sounds like they were seeking perfection, not excellence, to me.
I think they were. They may have been right, and I don't know what you know. So perfection can make you crazy. And you and I just talked in the break about right and doing something right.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no single definition of right when you're doing a report, when you're giving a speech. Like, there's so many variations on what right can be, and that's part of being a business owner. Is you test different things and you try different things.
But you have to. But you can't eliminate the time issue, and the marketplace will determine your time. And here's what's perfect for me. Perfect for me is when I have in the time allotted, I make sure that I make it as the best that it can be. And that's my definition of excellence, really. That's perfect. That's also perfect. When the buzzer goes off, have I made it the best I can make it in the time that I was given? That's to me. That's it. If I have to try by another hour or another day, then now I'm seeking perfection that may not be attainable.
I think perfection doesn't exist, honestly.
I agree.
Virtually never real perfection.
But people still seek it though. People still seek it. That's the whole point.
It's not necessarily healthy for them.
I agree.
That's a different discussion. I'll blog that another day. So let me ask you this though: as an owner, right, or as a leader, when you have others doing work for you, and there are flaws in it or there are holes in it.
Don't you go crazy trying to decide how many times to kick it back? I used to because when I do it, it is perfect because it's how I want it, right? So that means it's perfect.
Right.
But when you haven't learned how to delegate, that's what you're talking about. That's what happens.
How about the standard for excellence for others?
Well, remember, as I said, you have to identify what's excellence. What are the parameters? We have a job to do. We have the time allotted. I can't do all of it. Therefore, somebody's going to have to help me. Therefore, I have to adjust my expectations to get the job done in the time allotted with the resources I have. That's excellence.
Yes. Well, and as a leader, so one thing that's always in my mind is the balance between education and encouragement. Because you want to encourage people to do it in their way and to think in their way, and you don't want to constantly be discouraging.
That's right.
I mean, I can't tell you how often I look at something and I go, "There's a hole, there's a mistake,"
and you got to decide: is it worth clucking over, or do you move on and bring that up in the next project? Hold on to that thought. BottomLineInc.com is the website, folks. Check it out. You'll be glad you did. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.